WMFO.FM, WMFO.org. Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles.
Yeah. Look, I'm depressed and faded. Evil combination when your heart's at war. Middle finger up and I don't give a fuck, cause you can bet you ain't getting love no more. No love lost, no less, no more. Back when they was sleeping on me, ain't slept, no snore. You know what's for sure, and we can make a bet. Your last name will never be more, no more. Give a nigga 2 years, you gon' shed a few tears when you see me up inside a Panamera for a door. You gon' be sick when I'm pushing V12s and you riding on the L just to take the B6. Chivalry's dead, but it once lived in me. I'm guessing that Cupid didn't want it to be. I'm done with this flow and it's low, can't you see? I'm sorry I spit that like most UMCs. Back to the topic at hand. Same trash that he gave top to my mans. And had another ass from dropping the bands. I'm a rest that she know she finna cop from the fam. Damn, I'm on a roll, no on a roll. I swear these gold niggas be on a roll. A new man got a Mercedes Benz, but I don't wanna be a knight and shining armor all the night.
Should've called this one out early. Should've called this one away. Ain't too late to get it straight. Everything gon' be okay. Break the road and pave the way. Moving like a locomotive rolling. Should've told him, hey, should've called this one away.
It's hit or miss when I spit pissed off. For the glimpse of this life that I picked, ticked off. Getting bugged by the time I can strip like a snake in the grass. If you fake, get erased from my past. Tense from the moments that'll make me a man. Content at the moment, I should take me a camp. My consent at the moment is what makes me a champ. So these simple-minded niggas try to phase the bekit. They say my music isn't sellable, they selling on that bullshit. I'd rather sell them syllables instead of selling bullshit. And even at my pinnacle of penning, all this good shit depending on my penmanship. My pen is now a full clip. The pussy nigga ask me for a verse and catch a bullet. AR-15. When I spit a 16, split spleens, leaning and shit. Now your fan base and record label screaming and shit. Got every song I make is meaning a hit. Got every hitter like what you mean is a hit. Goddamn, damn, can a nigga kick it right? Van damn till A&R's back flipping, doing handstands for my damn jams. Are you jelly? Yeah, I know. Your shit too plain, I propeller with the flow. Got everybody like Willie Fair, Willie Blow. But only time I tell I'm getting better as I grow. Now these rappers
say they should've called this one out early. Should've called this one away. It's too late to get it straight. Everything won't be okay. We break the road and pave the way. Moving like a locomotive rolling. Should've told him, hey, should've called this
phone. Turn that shit off, turn that shit off. Yo, the phone ringer.
Let me just answer this phone call.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Mrs. Yasser. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm great. Listen, so I'm just calling to confirm that you'll be in attendance for the assembly. You're
listening to Funky Uncles on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. And we're back this week for another 2 hours. And we're pretty excited about it. No trainees this week, unfortunately. But we're going to just keep things going, just the two of us anyways.
You may hear a lot of this throughout the show.
That's right.
Hear that noise?
That's Xander hacking into the... You might have heard that last week when Xander was getting into the NASA weather database. But this week it's going to be a little different. It's going to be... we're writing our papers for Hitchcock.
The uncles are in a class called Intro to Nephews. We're trying to understand our younger family members better. So then we have a paper due tomorrow. We're in a Hitchcock class.
And we're not doing too well.
We're not doing too well in that.
How do nephews... I can't figure it out.
I have, what to get them for Christmas. What am I supposed to make for them when their mom drops them at my house and that I have to feed them?
I keep mixing them up. I'm trying to make acronyms.
So they help some remember. Mnemonic devices to help you remember your children's, your nephews' names and nieces.
Right.
There's no generic term like children versus sons and daughters.
That's true.
There's no like your nieces or nephews.
Right, that's interesting. That's a good point. I wonder why.
Like
that
grandchildren is even
right.
Like nephew children, like ne children.
Right.
Maybe I'll start that.
That's not a very good one.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but we should. You're right. We should think
your
of
nether
it.
Children.
Gender neutral niece/nephew.
Yeah.
Collective. word. Anyway, we started this hour off with Jimmy Tense. He is a young rapper from Brooklyn who just put out this EP in January. It's called 5 O'Clock Shadow. Just what is it, 7 or 8 track disc. Pretty sweet. That one is called Should Have Called, featuring J Bell. Moving things forward, I think we're going to take things back to the Crane Room Saturday evening. We're going to hear from Trap Music Orchestra, I think. Played here Saturday night. Friday night, rather. That's my fault. I meant Friday. We're going to, I think, just hit some stuff that they have on their SoundCloud here. Unless Zando objects.
I object.
Your Honor.
And we're going to have to hear some testimony from the GTFO committee. Oh, we're okay. Gonna get a call.
Let's see, this is coming in on line 3800. Let's see what this is all about.
Line 30, here. Caller 3800. We're taking your call.
We're gonna just answer this right on the air.
Right live.
Is this WMFO?
You bet.
Yes,
it is.
Oh, you taking requests tonight?
You bet.
Yep.
How about Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones?
You got
sure,
it.
Sure, we can do
What's
that.
What's your name? That's
Willie.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Charlestown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Timeline Wednesday with Chris Earl, and I figured I'd call in and get a song on.
Oh, excellent. Great. Yeah, that sounds like a good move. Yeah, I think we'll cue that up for you right now. Xander, if you want to just chat a little bit while I...
sure, Willie.
While I find the song.
Willie, how do you know about the station?
I'm going to be on Timeline with Chris Earl Wednesday. I've been on the show a few times.
How do you know Chris?
Chris, he's a stand-up comedian. He does. And I know him through a friend of mine.
Oh, very cool.
Does he do comedy on... I've never heard his show on MFO. Does he do comedy or does he just play music?
No, he plays music. Wednesday, we're going to be doing like the St. Patty's show. Usually when I go on, it's like a Rolling Stones type show.
I see.
Yeah, so I figured I'd call up tonight at Sunday, get a song on.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get prepared for that Rolling Stones type show on St. Patrick's Day here. I've got it all set right here. So thanks for calling in, Willie. You're listening to...
Have a good night.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. You're listening
Have
to
a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not quite correct there, is it? You're listening to Funky Uncles. Sorry, bit of a mistake on my part there. I was going to just go ahead and jump into this new White Lung track, but apparently the link that I clicked to play it was actually just a very poor quality preview. But I'm going to go ahead and pull up the full track just a moment here.
This is awkward, Joe.
It is kind of awkward. Really, we had a pretty nice rock set going full steam ahead, and I just ruined it, so... excuse me.
You ruined the
rock
set.
Sorry, but it's all right. We're coming back right now. Sorry about that.
You are never safe from yourself.
Welcome back to Funky Uncles. That was it's interesting when you start on a certain track how you can head in a direction that often does not get headed in, at least here on the Uncles. That was probably the hardest hitting, head banginest track that Uncles have ever played. I've been listening to this band Bleed the Pigs today, which is like super intense metal, and I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to play them, but I figured, you know, we can get kind of close, I guess, with those last two White Lung tracks. The first, so I guess just going in order, starting from, what was his name, Zan? The caller?
Willie.
Ever since Willie called in, requested the Stones, we've just been going on with the rock vibe here. So, after Gimme Shelter, we had 2:45, the final song on Sleater-Kinney's 1999 album The Hot Rock. They just released a reunion album last year that was a big deal, which is what kind of led me back to them in the first place of the summer. Zando hit us with The Replacements, Can't Hardly Wait.
That song is forever linked to my angsty but also freeing summer after senior year. Spring to summer, you know,
weird time. Here we are again at that
and
time.
And that's why I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Because I feel a lot of similar vibes.
Yeah, me too.
I've totally, you know,
had some high school flashbacks.
I feel like
recently.
I'm in high school again.
then from that, we moved on to a new White Lung track called Hungry. And from there, I just kind of jumped back into their 2014 album that I was really into over that summer called Deep Fantasy. The name of that song was Lucky One. Just a totally relentless banger. But we're probably going to I don't know what Zan's feeling, but we're probably going to jump back into a different direction now. I was going to play, I started off before our friend Willie called in and set us on this path, I was going to play some trap music orchestra. I might go back to that right now.
That'd be cool.
So we might, yeah, just start, take that as our next jumping off point.
You play some TMO, trap music orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll play some BNL, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting pairing. Is it going to be the song 1 week?
I think I think we may have to do that.
All right.
In honor of a special someone.
A special someone. All right. Well, until then, I'm going to leave you with a cover of... I won't say what it is yet. It's a cover by Trap Music Orchestra. Played Crane Room just the other day here. Can't seem to remember what aux cable I am, but I've just found it, so it looks like we're all okay here. You're listening to Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Joe.
I'm Uncle Zan. Thank you.
working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Say, ooh, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. It like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Hey, hey, what I want you to do, baby, won't you climb with me? Relax your mind, take your time with me. I love you deeper if you cry for me. Don't you kiss me till your body gets weak. So baby, won't you grind with me? Take your time with me. I love you deeper if you cry for me. Why don't you kiss me till your body gets weak? Your body gets weak. Back that thing up, back that thing up, back that thing up, back that thing up, back that thing up. Whoa, whoa, ba 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 ba. It got me in a trance. Watch you do it with no hands, like. 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 No hands, girl.
Don't start imagining things.
How could you do such things? You're my uncle, my mother's brother. We thought you were the most wonderful man in the world. Most wonderful and the best.
Charlie, what do you know?
I'm sorry I was so long. We're awful busy. Who's this? Ain't it beautiful? I just die for a ring like that.
Darling, as much
you serve for a ring like that,
to I just try. I can't help but feel so far from you. Yet I'm in the terminal. This probably looks so typical. Something.
Hold a cold one like he hold a old gun, like he hold a microphone and stole the show for fun, or a foe for ransom. Flows is handsome, holds in tandem, anthem, random, tantrum, phantom of the grand old Opry, ask the dumb hottie, mask, pump shoddy, somebody stop me, hardly come sloppy on a retarded hard copy, after rocking parties he departed in a jalopy. Watch the drop top poppy, known as the grimy, limey, slimy, try me, blimey. Simply smashing in a fashion that's timely. Mad villain dashing in a beat rhyme crime spree. We rock the house like rock and roll. Got more soul than a sock with a hole. Set the stage with a goal to have the game locked in a cage, getting shocked with a pole. Overthrow it like throwing over a biscuit. A lot of bitches think he's overly chauvinistic. Let go his dick if that's the case. Rats, what a waste. There's more cats to chase. Dogs, he got it like new powers. Woke up broke and spit the shit in a few hours. Sheesh, been a leash since the Glee Club. Had your fans saying, please make me a dub. Well, since you asked kindly, where he been behind the mask? Who can't find me? You're blind in the wine zone. Leave your mind blown when he shine with the nine. He's a rhinestone. Cowboy. No, 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 enough. Goonie Goo Goo, loony cuckoo, like Gary Ganu off Nuzu Review. But who knew the mask had a loose screw? Hell could hardly tell, had to tighten it up like the Drells and Archie Bell. It speaks well of the hyperbase. Wasn't even tweaked and it leaked into cyberspace. Couldn't wait for the snipes to place. At least a track listing, bone print typeface. Stop for a year, come back with thumbtacks, pop for the beer. We're hip-hop sharecroppers, used to wear flip-flops, now rare gear coppers. He's in it for the quiche, you might as well not ask him for no free shit, capiche? Oh, my aching hands, from raking in grams and breaking in mic stands. Villain, the smile stun your chick, while he put himself in your shoes, run your kicks. You heard it on the radio, tape it, play it in your stereo, your crew will go ape shit. Raw lyrics, he smells them like a hunch, the same intuition that tells him spike the punch. Curses, he's truly the worstest, with enough rhymes to spread throughout the boundless universes. Let the beat blast, she told him wear the mask, he said you better scoot ass. It's made of fine chrome alloy, find him on the grind, he's the rhinestone cowboy.
Sometimes they were comedic or relentlessly horrifying. They were the foes of society, whether fighting the local sheriff or a secret agent. Frequently they mirrored our times, the gangster villains which rival real newspaper headlines of the present day. Collectively, they are the components which have fueled nightmares for decades to come. Villains.
Breaking an egg, you have to wait till I cream the butter and sugar.
I'll wait.
I wonder if we could take a look at the upstairs. Could you show us, and your mother can call us when she's ready.
All right. If you'd rather wait, Mr. Saunders. You see, falling in the eggs has to be done just right. I can't beat them and let them stand.
The minute I hear you've broken the eggs, I'll come right down, Mrs. Newton.
Yes. I really don't see what you want to look up here for.
steak when I'm out, and the meat's not good enough as it is.
Hey, if I brought you some mushrooms, would you eat them, Joe?
I suppose I would. Why?
Then I've got... You see, the worst I'd be accused of would be manslaughter. Doubt if I get that. Accidental death, pure and simple. A basket of good mushrooms and two or three poisonous ones.
No. Innocent party might get the poisonous ones. I thought of something better when I shave it. A bathtub. Pull the legs out from under you. Hold you down.
The Funky Uncles on WMFO in Medford.
Trying our hand at a little mashup art live on the air.
You know, this Hitchcock paper has got me down, but it's good to procrastinate a little bit by doing some mashups live on air.
We had a little bit of Frankie P, what we just heard, instrumental mixtape called Hazy Night in the Heights, referring to Washington Heights. I believe the name of the track was Sunbathing on the Moon, and in the middle there, Xander played a little clip from Shadow of a Doubt, which is the movie that we're each of us are writing our papers on. Great movie. It sounds great with Frankie P in the background.
Before that, we did a little mashing up.
That was more just like a stitching together. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that was. Was that a...
That was right before the internet.
It was before the internet. Okay. Yeah, that one worked pretty well, too. But before, in between those two, in between the internet and Frankie P, we heard from Mad Villain, the legendary MF Doom Mad Lib mashup. Again, this has been the semester of Mad Lib for Uncle Zan and I. Lots of Mad Lib all over the place. And that was the last track on their Mad Villainy release from 2004. Xando played us the song Gabby from Ego Death.
Great song, great album. I'll never get sick of it. I've listened to this album probably 20 times back to back. That's not that many, but I listened to the songs themselves probably 40 times each. Or not, that doesn't make, like, independently.
I know. Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of them probably more than that.
Right. Yeah, that's great stuff. I haven't actually listened to them other than what you've played.
Joe, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I know. And then we heard it was three consecutive tracks from the Trap Music Orchestra EP. Three covers. First was Nuck If You Buck by Crime Mob, then a little interlude, and then after that, Slow Motion by Juvenile, I believe, was the original artist of that. It was a nice slow R&B jammer.
Oh, man.
And yeah, so we were just having fun. We were just going through that one.
You know, I'm here to have fun.
That's
you
right.
Know, I did this to have fun. I'm not trying to make a statement. I'm not trying to, you know, make a buck. I'm just here to have fun. I'm a young buck.
Nuck if you buck.
Right. Buck Pucker is coming, calling in.
Hey, this is Buck Pucker. I'm trying to get outfitted like a swamp donkey.
Now,
leading the charge.
I'm leading the... I think I'm a shepherd, so I'm usually the one who leads the charge around here. All right. Last time we threw away a PSA, didn't we?
Yeah,
we found
it was very shaming
of people that didn't eat well.
People who didn't eat well, and also just like people with disabilities and people who are overweight.
We're gonna have to take the people that make these PSAs and say, "We put you on notice."
We do put you on notice.
That's an inside joke. Joe and I worked at a radio station together when we were both freshmen in college, and this guy was doing giving me a sound bite that I used, and the sound bite was, "We put them on notice," but he didn't say the word "we," he said "weh." what put them on notice.
And this was part of a 20-minute interview, none of which really was particularly interesting.
Except that part, which except I had to use.
Except that one
in my,
part.
Yeah.
Right, and then that actually, because this was audio.
Yeah.
Right, so I think his little misstep made it into the final cut of his...
What put them on notice?
What put them on notice, which was also like, it's not like he was, there wasn't any information there, really.
Yeah.
It was just funny to... That's good. I was trying to find a fire safety PSA, but I couldn't find one.
Oh, Joe's house burnt down.
That's all right, though.
But yeah. It's totally cool.
It's fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Everyone's fine.
No, Uncle Joe's third floor of the house that he was living in, he didn't live on the third floor. The third floor burnt to a crisp. So he had to move out of his house legally. All his belongings are safe. Joe is safe. All of Joe's roommates are safe. No one perished. But
that's what Zan means by safe. No one was even harmed, really.
No one was even perished.
Nobody even perished. No, nobody even got like a tiny little bit of flame on them. Like no flames even touched anybody, as far as I know.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. It was a pretty chill fire.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, you couldn't really say that, I guess. It was chill in the sense that it didn't go after people.
Dude, this new Pitchfork's new website sucks because it's not what I'm used to.
Yo, I hate the new... We should start a Facebook group called I Hate the New Facebook.
Yo, yeah.
How many of those are you in?
Every single time.
Oh, notifications are on the left now. I'm leaving Facebook.
I'm done.
I'm done with this whole nonsense.
I'm never going to get used to this.
Oh, the notification thing, it used to be a little poster board. Now it's the world. That's it. I'm leaving.
I hate this. Yo, I hate the new Pitchfork. Yeah.
All right, so since in the absence of a fire safety op-ed, I'm going to tell you about your cell phone rights. We might have read this one before, but it's an important one.
I don't
think
we have.
It's definitely an important one. Excuse me. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. And I think, based on the picture here...
Potentially, if you live in a police state, is what this is implying.
Right.
Keep your phone...
Which you do if you're at a protest, kind of.
I guess you do. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." The thank you is probably optional. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored in your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. Public service number, the EFF. So, this is interesting to me because it's sort of assuming that everyone has got incriminating stuff on their phone that would get you in trouble.
I don't know if that's necessarily the implication. So
I think it is.
No, I mean, you could say that about any of these privacy initiatives.
There's two things that...
Can I take this, by the way?
That liberal PSA.
Super, yeah.
Super liberal.
WMFO is the liberal media, ladies and gentlemen.
This is called liberal PSA. It's not very pro-police.
No, it's not.
And it was actually pretty... The police are going to try and...
Censor that PSA.
Get into your business, and they're going to try and arrest you for no reason. You know, I am not pro-police, but, you know, it's just... An interesting stance.
I think, I mean, based on the...
espousing.
Based on the research that you've done yourself, I mean, that seems like that would be quite a reasonable stance.
Yeah, it's reasonable, but I'm just saying, you know, it's interesting.
I mean, you know, it's just treat power with the right dose of skepticism, I think.
Yes, it's very little skeptical.
Yeah, rightfully so.
We could have some officers listening, and...
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's not like...
On the job, and they might have heard that and gotten a little upset.
Well, if they're getting upset, it's only because people are knowing their rights.
They think they're doing their job. But isn't it better when we don't know our rights? Right? Why do I need to know my rights?
It's a nice day out. Like, come on.
You know, it's a little hotter outside right now.
And should we take this transition as a cue?
To do what?
To do the weather. Formally?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's a little hotter outside these days, and some people say it's because of global warming. But you know what? I don't really want to have to think about that, because it's a nice day out. It's been a cold winter.